And this is Sermonition Sunday, number 65. Meditations intended to equip the church militant for spiritual warfare. And I'm the warrior priest, Donald Riley. This is the word of the Lord that came to me, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. Everything that we have been taught since birth contradicts the words of Genesis 1 and 2. We have been taught to say we believe they are God's word, while simultaneously rejecting and rebelling against them in what we believe, teach, and confess before others, because it's all been disproven by leaders and experts and the science. And yet our Lord and Master commands us, do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man, in whom there is no hope. But because we are conceived and born in sin, we rebel against God, his words, and his works. That's why we've been controlled since the day we were born. We grew up being taught the truth, but the truth that must be politicized. And now we are controlled by politicians and political mouthpieces who use the news to make us hate, who use celebrities to bait us into swallowing the lies, while they control all the aspects of our lives. And if you don't know who's controlling you, who's killing all of us little guys, it's easy to find out. Just look around and pay attention to who you are not allowed to criticize. It's a big lie that they spread, forcing us to pick sides. They encourage us to burn down our cities and kill each other. Their minds are sick and twisted, and they are controlled by demons. They cry, defund the police, so that there is more crime. They do this so they can take away our freedoms in order to restore the order they let die. They play with our lives, turning men into women, making mental illness mainstream, teaching people to change their pronouns because it sells better than saying, let's all play make-believe. Our children are taught that gender is a spectrum, but privilege isn't. Even though there's black celebrities with millions of dollars in the bank and millions of poor white folks living check to check. Celebrity has replaced expertise. Cynicism has replaced skepticism. Knowledge has replaced wisdom. News has replaced history. So they can divide us, confuse us, keep us afraid and anxious, and starve us for information so we never hear the truth. They only give us facts through a branded corporation, distort our worldview with an algorithm that changes based on propaganda curated for our engagement. But why? Why do they do this? Because we cannot be allowed to live free. We cannot be allowed to live like sheep to trust in Jesus as the only shepherd that we need. We must be glued to our screens. We must be a part of the machine. We must believe in science that contradicts the words of Christ. We must trust what we see on the news. It's not propaganda. It's the truth. Everything is exactly what it seems. So stay glued to your screens. Or you can listen to and take serious the words of our Lord and Master who says, do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man in whom there is no hope. And if the politicians have not done enough damage to us, Hollywood rots our brains and controls what we think, how we behave, and what we say. They dumb us down. They endorse whatever narrative is popular at the moment and use minorities in movies for diversity clout. They teach us there are two sides to every story, but they don't tell us that neither one is honest. We are supposed to buy what they are selling without question and consume it, rather than spitting it out in the garbage where it belongs. For example, in case you didn't know, being woke used to mean that you understood that you were a target of the government. Now it means having two good legs, but never taking one step forward. If you agree with Hollywood, it's free speech. But if you disagree, it's hate speech. If it didn't come from the mainstream, it needs to be erased. Just look at the science. Science has been politicized. It's easy to see. A mask has become a symbol of which side you believe, but you will never cure a sickness until you cure all of the greed. Because the real problem with natural immunity is that it's free. Society has been broken by politicians and celebrities because the people in control want you locked inside a cubicle, addicted to pornography, liquor, and pharmaceuticals. You are expected to obey and do what you are told, so they tell you every day, you are fat, you are poor, you were never beautiful. Then talk about how much they love you when they hear about your funeral. Why? Why do they do this? because we cannot be allowed to live free. We cannot be allowed to live like sheep, to trust in Jesus as the only shepherd that we need. We must be glued to our screens. We must be a part of the machine. We must believe in science that contradicts the words of Christ. We must trust what we see on the news, because it's not propaganda. It's the truth. Everything is exactly what it seems. So stay glued to your screens. Or you can listen to and take serious the words of our Lord and Master who says, "Do not put your trust in princes or any son of man, in whom there is no hope. And if they cannot convince you, they confuse you. They want us dumb or dead. They divide us by race, religion, income, and sex. They make everybody right or left to increase our hatred of each other. And it has gotten so bad. The noise has gotten so intense that if the other side says they like oxygen, we'll put a bag over our head." And all of the truth tellers, what about them? All the truth tellers labeled as conspiracy theorists, all the truth they defended that was labeled as misinformation, all the truth about election fraud and unnecessary lockdowns and unlawful mandates and deadly vaccinations has been proven to be true. The fact checkers lied to you. But don't worry. Don't let it upset you that you lived by lies and probably will again. Just go home. Turn on the TV and turn over your mind to the smiling faces who explain away the truth. Those conspiracy theorists are crazy. They're just a bunch of extremists trying to scare the hell out of the nation. But that's the purpose of propaganda, to make sure you think that you are thinking so that you never think for yourself. That's why you prefer to live with comfortable lies rather than the uncomfortable truth. Or you can listen to and take serious the words of our Lord and Master who says, "Do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man, in whom there is no hope." The author George Orwell called them thought police, but we call them fact checkers now. And government surveillance is designed to catch you. They don't ask questions, because mass incarceration equals capital for cash investments. So don't complain that the system is broken. It isn't broke. The system is working just fine. It is oppressive and chaotic because that is how it was designed. So they say, if you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing to hide. We hear this all the time. While their agenda and their intelligence remains completely classified. That's why they don't teach us our rights in school. Not all of them. We never learned about all of our rights because they're easier to remove if we don't know what they are. And why do they do this? Because we cannot be allowed to live free. We cannot be allowed to live like sheep, to trust in Jesus as the only shepherd that we need. We must be glued to our screens. We must be part of the machine. We must believe in science that contradicts the words of Christ. We must trust what we see on the news. It's not propaganda. It's the truth. Everything is exactly what it seems. So stay glued to your screens. Or you can listen to and take serious the words of our Lord and Master who says, "Do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man, in whom there is no hope." We must not let Christ's words contradict the mainstream narrative. We must believe the experts. We must trust the science. We cannot handle the truth that the only people they can rule over are the criminal ones, so they force us into corners with their laws until we break them. That's why the average American commits 3 felonies a day and doesn't even know it. The people that you turn to for facts and information believe monkeys are the ancestors of people, which is how they turned you into sheep. They teach you that bacteria is life on Mars, but a baby isn't life on Earth. And how is it that they put fluoride in the water that's keeping us all asleep, but we accept it without question? Because we believe politicians and celebrities who claim they want what's best for us, which I find hard to believe, because they've been pushing porn and liquor and pharmaceuticals on us since before we were 18. They show us fake news, teach us to envy fake people living fake lives, distracting and dividing us so that we fall into line. You're either right or you're left, red or blue, black or white, privileged or oppressed, woke or toxic. And they do this to keep us distracted while big tech companies hack into our lives because the phone in our pockets is a tracking device. And I don't know what's more sickening, that we had a reality TV star for a president or that Joe Biden looks like he ate 100 Xanax for dinner. But that's just more division being pushed on us by the folks who feed their family by keeping us locked inside a cubicle, addicted to pornography, liquor, and pharmaceuticals. So why do you listen to them when you can listen to and take serious the words of our Lord and Master who says, "Do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man, in whom there is no hope"? And despite the constant propaganda that's entirely driven by prophets, you were born a boy or a girl. At least that's what God's word teaches us in Genesis. More than that, your baptism made you sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. So you are not called into this world by God to take commands from anyone except your Heavenly Father. You are not called to be popular or fit in with the rest of the class. You are not saved by Jesus' blood to be boxed in by men and women who need you to be under their control or dead. Jesus broke the glass on that cage when he was raised from the dead. So do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man in whom there is no hope. And when you are bullied into choosing a side, shake their hand, smile, laugh in their face. Let them think they've won and lean into Jesus' love. Remember Christ's words that you are to be wise as serpent and innocent as doves. But whatever you do, do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man in whom there is no hope. Let them hate the facts. Let them think they've chosen their own path. Let them stay up all night digging their own graves. They've gotten used to it because they've gotten used to the pain that they live with every day because they live with the devil every day, so they can't relax. They can't settle down. They've got to find a way to give meaning to their lives because their lives have no meaning. They are not sheep that come running at the voice of Jesus, the only shepherd that they need. They're just ordinary people, obedient slaves to another God who converts them into sheeple. And you? What about you? Do you know you are set free to be the sheep of Jesus Christ's flock? Why would you want to go back to being sheeple? Why would you want to wrestle with God when God is the one who has set you free to live as real people in the power of the Holy Spirit and his words? He will never give up or give in to the system, because the system is built to oppose him. That's why he warns you. Do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man in whom there is no hope. You won't learn about this truth in school. You won't learn about this at work. You won't even learn about this at most churches, even though they are built by God to be a safe place, a safe space for people to come and receive grace and peace in Jesus' name. But this shouldn't shock you. All the prophets preached against politicians, priests, and their people. It's not just the politicians that lie and manipulate the truth. The priests and the people hate the truth too. They are a part of the system. And you, what about you? You know about Jesus, but do you know Jesus? You come to church, but do you believe that you are the church? You sing about the Good Shepherd, but are you just obedient slaves? Do you want to live like sheep, to trust in Jesus as the only shepherd that you need? Or do you prefer to live with the comfortable lies taught to you by sick, twisted people controlled by demons? Must you be glued to your screens? Must you be part of the machine? Must you believe in science that contradicts the words of Christ? Must you trust what you see on the news? Why wouldn't you? It's not propaganda, it's the truth. Everything is exactly what it seems. So stay glued to your screens and please, please, please ignore anyone who contradicts the latest narratives and trends. Those people who speak the truth, those people who want to set you free, they're not safe. They're not going to help you get along and go along with the latest narratives and trends. They're troublemakers, saying culture is fake, trying to take away your safe spaces. But you know your place. You know who makes sure that you are safe. And those other people, they're just complainers. So to avoid more pain, just shut up and stay in your lane. So listening to this, you don't need to get upset. You don't need to be offended by my words. You can ignore them and go back to your screens. Plug back into the machine. Stay asleep. Go back to being obedient slaves. You can go back to being sheeple, because the things that I'm saying are just words. They're just words. The words of the Lord that came to me, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen.